Welcome, friends, to episode 89 of the Nats GM Show, the only podcast exclusively available via the Nats GM Radio Network. I'm your host, Ryan Sullivan, editor-in-chief of NatsGM.com and the baron of all baseball podcasts. One quick message, if I might, before we get to our special guest. Our podcast is seeking a sponsor for 2017. So if you or someone you know is interested in sponsoring the Nats GM Show podcast, please go to NatsGM.com for further details.
Hi, this is Matt Jackson of the Young Bucks, best tag team in professional wrestling, and you are listening to the Nats GM Show. Too sweet me.
And now, I am joined by former professional MMA fighter and current professional wrestler, Matthew Riddle. Matt, welcome to the Nats GM Show.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me. How you doing?
I'm doing really well today. How about yourself?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Well, as I said off the air, huge fan of your career and just absolutely blown away at the progress you've made in professional wrestling here in the last, I don't know, not quite 2 years. So just first and foremost, it's a real treat to have you on the show this week.
Hey, man, thank you. You know, just been working hard and doing something I love. So I think the combination, shows and it's been paying off.
Well, I'm not the biggest MMA fan, so I want to preface that first and foremost. But I'd love to give your or get a little bit of a your take, I should say, on kind of how you left the sport of MMA. It I think controversial would be a fair way or kind of a nondescript way to put it.
Well, yeah, me and the UFC had a difference in opinion. You know, They thought at the time, they thought it was okay for fighters to use, you know, testosterone replacement and Oxycontin and other, you know, pharmaceutical drugs as long as they were prescribed by doctors. But they were against, you know, more natural, I'll say, more natural drugs or supplements that were prescribed by doctors. And they decided to exercise their right to fire me. And then I fought once after that in Titan, did well. You know, I did well in my entire UFC career, and that's about it. You know, I mean, I could go into more detail, but you know, I think everybody knows what the deal is.
Yeah, how do you looking back on it now, what are your thoughts on Dana White?
I always get asked this question all the time about Dana White, and it is what it is. You know, I think he was just doing what he thought was best for himself and the UFC, but I think in the long run, it just made him look stupid, and I think me doing what I'm doing in professional wrestling is just, you know, proving that, you know, he got rid of a top talent.
Yeah, that's a good point. Do you have any thoughts on Ronda Rousey and kind of, I think you've had a kind of a prime seat to see kind of the fall of her career, so to speak.
Yeah, you know, Ronda, I have nothing bad to say about her, you know. I think she did really good at the beginning of her UFC career, but then, you know, her head got a little too big, and, you know, things happen. MMA is a really tough sport, and, you know, she got a lot of quick wins, but, you know, she suffered the last two losses pretty quick, you know, so... You know, it's MMA. It is what it is. And, you know, I wish her the best of luck, be it in MMA or professional wrestling, you know.
Yeah, and I think that's the rumor is, you know, she may be going to professional wrestling. I don't think there's anybody that could give her a better, you know, perspective and some advice than you. What advice would you give her if she decided to start training for pro wrestling?
Well, I think we're two different people in the sense that she's, you know, she's already a star. I'm not necessarily a star. You know, I'm a talented UFC fighter that was fired on a 4-fight win streak in the UFC and is currently on a 5-fight win streak in mixed martial arts. And she's a former UFC champion, you know, who's kind of fallen from grace, you know. So, but has been in the spotlight and all that stuff. Well, I've never headlined a UFC card. You know, I've only been on a couple main cards, you know.
That makes sense. All of a sudden they offer you a headline at a UFC event. Would you go back to Ultimate Fighting or, you know, the mixed martial arts?
No, probably not. Right now I'm doing something I really love to do. You know, I'm doing professional wrestling. The thing I love most about it is, and it's nothing against like TNA or any of the bigger promotions, but on the indie level that I wrestle at, I kind of get to do what I want, get to tell the story I want, and I get to wrestle the way I want. I don't have to do anything I think it's stupid, you know?
Right.
Well, you know, if you work for a lot of other companies, you might have agents that book you or what have you, and they might dictate how the match goes. And I'm not saying winning, losing. I'm saying more so what's next, how you go into it, Irish whip, whatever it is. You know, I don't like being told what to do. I kind of like to feel it, you know?
Now, did you grow up a wrestling fan like, you know, so many people in, you know, kind of in our age range?
Yes, I did.
And who were some of your some of your favorites growing up?
Favorites growing up would definitely have to be, you know, I liked the Bret Hart, Shawn Michaels, of course, they were good. But also ECW, I loved some RVD and some Jerry Lynn.
Okay.
I liked those guys, and of course, you know, the Benoit, Kurt Angle, and you know, what I liked most about pro wrestling growing up was, like, hard, fast-paced, hard-hitting pro wrestling / amateur wrestling, shoot wrestling in the mix, you know?
Right. Now, how did
that... Not that anything else didn't entertain me, but those were my things.
Now, how did your amateur wrestling background and your MMA style or your experience help you when you started, you know, training for pro wrestling? It seems like it would be a natural thing.
Yeah, you know, it helped me tremendously when it came to, like, pulling my strikes back and, you know, and then just believability. Because when I do pro wrestling, I'm not trying to be a cartoon character. When I wrestle, I like people to believe. I like it to almost be like, oh, my God, is he okay? Or I can't believe it. I think he killed him, you know. I want that. I don't want people to laugh, you know. I want people to be, if they laugh, I want them to laugh in shock because they know I'm acting and they know it's that good, you know?
Yeah, I thought
that's what I'm going for.
I thought you broke Chris Hero's ribs a few times a couple of months ago.
Yeah. You know, that's the point, you know, hit some people.
So you wrestle now in Evolve, I think, you know, is probably where most people know you best from. But how did you actually end up at Evolve? Because you ended up there pretty quickly into your wrestling career.
Yeah, you know, I ended up at Evolve. I did a tryout with the WWE. Sean Waltman actually hooked that up, you know. He trained with me over at the Monster Factory, and he put in a word to Paul. Trips, you know, however you want, whatever you want to call them. And then they got me a tryout, did that, you know, and they gave me, they said, you know, I had it, you know, I had potential. And at that point, I thought I was a shoo-in, you know, at least that's what they thought, you know, that's what they told me. And had to wait a little bit, but in the meantime, you know, I was training at Ring of Honor, and I asked Canyon if he would mind if I wrestled at Ring of Honor. I wouldn't sign anything, of course, I said, because, you know, I want to work at the WWE, but, you know. And Canyon suggested I work for Evolve. And I was like, I've never heard of Evolve at the time, you know. I'm still, you know, at this point, I'm still like, Ring of Honor is new to me, you know.
Right, sure.
I'm just getting it. I was more of a, you know, growing up, I didn't even realize the indie scene existed, let alone there was a big thing, you know. So I was like, sure, I checked out Evolve, I liked the stuff, and talked to Gabe, and after me and Gabe talked, it was, you know, it was a wrap.
Yeah, what has it been like working with Gabe? Because he has, you know, one of the, if not the best reputations in the business.
Yeah, working with Gabe's been amazing, you know. He For me, for the style that Evolve works, it's a perfect place for me. And then me, Gabe, me and Sal, we all see eye to eye. We're all professional, and I think the biggest thing is, like, you know, we're competitive. You know, not necessarily with other companies that we're going out for other companies, but we're competitive with one another. You know.
Yeah.
We don't want to look bad. We want everybody to look at us and be like, wow, that's, you know, that was good. That was great. You know, like, wow. We want to wow people, you know, for what we got. So I think we do that.
Well, another thing I have to ask you about is maybe the most impressive thing to me is the fact that you're now working as one of the two trainers for Evolve, which is extraordinary considering you've only been in the business, you know, less than 2 years. Just how's that process been, and are you learning at the same time you're teaching?
Yeah, well, I think anybody that knows professional wrestling, even mixed martial arts, jiu-jitsu, anything, knows you never stop learning. And if you do, you know, I feel bad for you because you're not a real student of the sport or any sport, you know, once you stop learning. So I'm always learning. But at the same time, I bring an element of professional wrestling I think a lot of people don't have, nor do they understand. In the sense, you know, I have the mixed martial arts background. I have the, you know, I have national and world titles in Brazilian jiu-jitsu. You know, I have an amateur wrestling background, and I hold national titles and state titles in that. You know, so I think, you know, bringing that element to professional wrestling, I think I can do that extremely well, if not better than most people in the world. You know, because it's not like I'm just an Olympic wrestler. It's not like I'm just a jiu-jitsu guy. You know, I'm everything. And I've been doing it since, you know, I was 13 years old. The newest thing to me is professional wrestling, and I've been a fan of that since I was 9. So, you know, I think it all works together.
Yeah, final question on Evolve is just what is your kind of goals for 2017?
Goals for 2017, you know, right now, I'll be honest, I've been smashing all my goals out of the park. Wrestling Shibata, wrestling, you know, I'm wrestling in Ireland this weekend against Tyler Bate and Pete Dunne. You know, wrestling, you know, I've been wrestling all over, got a heavyweight title already in within like the first 2 weeks of the new year. I would imagine by the end of the year, I'm going to win multiple more belts and more tournaments, you know. I don't know. You know, I think the goal for this year, you know, I would say 2016, I was rookie of the year. I want to make 2017, I want to be the wrestler of the year. And, you know, and I think I'm well on my way, you know.
Well, I think your photo...
Hope I don't sound arrogant or cocky or anything like that. But, you know, I'm really, that's my goal. You know, I'm trying to turn heads. So,
well, your photo bomb at NXT this weekend with Tyler Bate was, I think, the highlight of the wrestling year so far. So that was pretty amazing.
That was pretty. I'm surprised. That was trending.
It was so great, and then they cut it off right as you were saying the magical word. It was great.
Oh, of course they would.
Hey, Matt.
I'm surprised they gave me that much. I'm surprised.
I am. It was great, though. I'm not even sure the cameraman figured out 1 + 1.
I don't think he did until it was too late. But hey, I'm stoked. My buddy that was with me was like, "Hey, did you think we got on?" I'm like, "Oh, we got on." And then like 10 seconds later, my phone was blown up. It was funny.
Matt, we have a time for a quick game of rapid fire.
Rapid fire.
Yeah. I ask you a question, first thing that comes off the top of your head.
Sure, do it.
All right. First question, favorite movie?
I don't know. That's the first thing that's going off the top of my head. I can't think. Dude, should I answer? Army of Darkness.
All right. Very cool. Favorite band or musician, favorite style of music kind of thing?
Tenacious D.
Wow, I would not have guessed that, but okay, I can kind of see that now. Okay.
All right.
How long would an average man like myself, not trained but not a fool, last with you in a octagon-style fight?
Well, what's your weight? What's your athletic background?
I'll cop to 175, and I played some high school sports.
I'll give you a minute 20.
Oh, man, that's way more than I would have given myself. Sweet.
Well, that's an average of, like, 20 times. So, like, out of 20 times, I think you'd last that long. Well, maybe. It really depends on how you fight it. If you run away, you're going to get some time, you know?
Right.
But if you, like, try to engage into the fight, you're probably going to be done in, like, 10 seconds.
Yeah, I would run like a little girl. So, yeah, that would probably be my move.
It depends on how you're fighting. If you're going for the finish, too, then, you know, it'd be very quick, but... You know, if you were going for, like, time, like, and I figured you would, it'd probably take me, like, you know, a couple seconds to get you, a couple seconds to get you down, and then a couple more seconds to make you tap.
Gotcha.
Maybe a minute 20.
All right. I would take the under on that myself.
Yeah.
So, who wins a shoot MMA fight? You or Jeff Cobb?
Me.
Me with
ease. Ooh. No disrespect to Jeff Cobb. I like him.
You or Brock Lesnar?
Probably Brock. Brock, you know, he's on the sauce. He's like 300 pounds, jacked. You know, I would say Brock. I would say Brock beats me 2017. But I would say, you know, 3 years from now, Brock not on the sauce, I think I got him. Give me 3 years. I think I got him. Me at like 34, 35, and him at 40-something, I got him.
All right. And you and Ken Shamrock in his prime?
Oh, me. Me all day. Ken Shamrock couldn't touch me. In his prime, now, anytime. Nope.
All right, final question. Where's Matt Riddle in 5 years?
I think, you know, I think I could be a lot of places, but I think Matt Riddle 5 years most likely, and I don't even think it's going to take 5 years. I'll probably be wrestling in Japan, and we'll probably just be doing what I'm doing now, just wrestling all over. I don't know. Maybe in the WWE. One of those, either in Japan or the WWE. That's what I think.
All right, that works. Well, Matt, I want to thank you so much for your time. I want to give you a spot here for your plugs. I know you got a new website that just came out, last couple of weeks, and I think you may be coming to Baltimore, you know, nearby here in a couple of weeks, so just everything in your plugs.
Yeah, you know... So, kingofbros.com, kingofbros.com. You know, you can get all your merch. Check out my upcoming schedule for February. This weekend, I'm wrestling for OTT in Ireland against Tyler Bate and Pete Dunne. And then the following weekend, I'm wrestling David Starr at CZW in New Jersey. So, check it out.
Well, that's amazing. Matt, huge fan of yours, both just the progress you've made, and just I can't wait to see what 2017 in the future holds for you. So thank you so much for joining me, and stay healthy and good luck.
Will do, man. Thanks for having me.
And that was episode 89 of the Nats GM Show with our special guest, current professional wrestler and former MMA fighter Matthew Riddle. Thank you so much to him for joining me. Another plug, if I could, for him, just go ahead and check out his new website at kingofbros.com for his merchandise and for more information. Just came out the last couple of weeks. Actually, a pretty cool site. I was spending a little time on it touring this morning. So, before we conclude this week, one quick favor. Please, please, please consider rating, reviewing, and subscribing to our show on iTunes. It only takes a moment or two, and it truly does help us grow our audience and have additional people find our show. So, thanks, friends. I really do appreciate it. That's it for this week. Bye for now.